This is the incredible Mason's Yard, a quiet haven just a few moments away from the busiest streets in town. There are two buildings in this yard that are important to us on our walk today. The first is the Art Gallery at No. 6. This is the Stephen Ongpin and Guy Pepiot Art Gallery, but in 1966, this was the Indica Art Gallery, which was co-owned by Paul McCartney and a man called Peter Asher. Asher was the brother of a beautiful British model and actress called Jane Asher, who was, at the time, Paul McCartney's first serious girlfriend. Now, in 1966, Paul McCartney was already world-famous and exceptionally wealthy. Paul was great with money and had invested quite a lot of it, and at this point in his life was going through, let's just say, a bit of an artistic phase. LSD was quite popular at this point in time, and had decided to invest money with Peter in this art gallery. On the 7th of November, 1966, John and Peter were hosting the opening of a new exhibition called The Art of Unfinished Paintings and Objects. The artist was an up-and-coming Japanese artist called Yoko Ono. Yoko was a rather quirky artist. A lot of her exhibits involved human interaction, and guests were invited to take part by paying the small fee of 5 shillings upon entering the gallery. On this night, her exhibition involved a ladder in the center of the gallery that guests were invited to climb, and, when at the top, then told to hammer a nail into the roof of the building. On the guest list that evening, of course, was John Lennon. There was a lot of buzz and excitement at the gallery in preparation for his arrival, but Yoko Ono wasn't bothered at all. When John arrived, he decided he liked the look of the exhibit and climbed up the ladder. Yoko spotted him, walked over, and asked for the 5 shillings. John told Yoko he would give her an imaginary 5 shillings, hammer in an imaginary nail, and then they would be even. This is the oft-recorded version of their first meeting, but it is worth remembering they did not end up together that night. Although their attraction was obvious and instantaneous, it would be another year or so before they would meet again and become a couple.